The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
Where are they now? Part 3.
I haven't a clue. Which day are we referring to?
Well, in case you're wondering, Shia maybe, we wrote this incredible book.
I remember that.
Yes, it's called How to Have a Match Made in Heaven.
A transformational approach to dating, relating, and marriage.
And in case you didn't know this, those of you who are listening, it won the Mom's Choice Book Award 2012. Best book in 2012 on the themes of relationship and marriage. We're very proud of that, to be part of that esteemed group of folks. And so today we're going to be speaking with three individuals who are part of the stars of our book. Let's tell you a little bit about the premise of the book, and then we'll talk to you about the how to get the most out of this show today. Our book was inspired out of a moment in time where Shia and I were watching one of the videos that we do for the Premium Excellence Club. The Premium Excellence Club is a subscription series that we have on our website, where people sign up for a year, and each Sunday in their inbox, they get a video of us working with individuals or couples.
And you actually get to see a person's life transform within the 5 or 6 minutes, because transformation is instantaneous, so it isn't something you have to work on over time. And you get to see and be part of a person's transformation. And then if you can see it in them, you can find it for yourself.
It's so much easier when you see it in other people, because you've now experienced it.
Yeah, and it becomes a possibility. So we were watching this video, and it was so archetypical of how people base relationships that we realized that it was like it needed to be a book.
Particularly because the people, and you will find them throughout the book, they are brilliant, compelling, wonderful people who just didn't see a little something, the seeing of which absolutely transformed their ability to relate.
And the quality of their lives.
And so today we are very, very fortunate.
We finish each other's sentences.
We do. We are very, very fortunate to finish each other's sentences.
We are.
No, but we have three of the individuals with us, and we're really excited about it. Now, if you want transformation to happen for you today,
then the best way to have that happen during the course of this show is by listening. And when we say listening, we're talking about listening to hear what's being said from the speaker's point of view, rather than see whether you agree or disagree or already know what they're talking about.
So it won't just be Shia and I today. We'll be speaking with, as I mentioned, three individuals. So if you really tune your ears to hear what these people are saying.
And if you listen as your only act, so you're not doing the dishes while you're listening.
Well, if you are doing
some of you are driving a car as you're listening, and that's cool, but you get more out of it if all you do is monotask, not multitask.
Now, I guarantee you, if any of our guests touch on something that happens in your relationship, you're likely to go off and think about your relationship. If you notice yourself doing that, just direct your attention directly back to what they're saying.
And this program is for people who aren't in relationships, too.
So if you are dating, you obviously relate, and of course your relationship with yourself is the most fundamental one, and that's where our book starts, is your relationship with yourself. And shall we just go ahead and our friend Shay on with us? You with us, Shay?
I am here.
Shay is, are you in Minneapolis today?
Yes, indeed. I'm calling from Minneapolis.
Oh, well, lovely to have you on the show. Shay's chapter, by the way, is chapter 11 for those of you who want to open your book if you already have it and see it's page 85. And the chapter is, If Mama Ain't Happy, Ain't Nobody Happy. We're pre-recording this as we're getting ready to head off to do our courses in Costa Rica this year. So by the time this airs, you'll have come back from Costa Rica because we know you're joining us there again, Shay.
Yeah, that's true.
My question is, how many years ago did we record this conversation with you in Costa Rica?
I believe it was, the year before last?
That sounds right.
We thought it was 2 years ago.
So what's
happening?
Well, why don't you lay out a little bit of what happened in that conversation?
Okay.
So in the conversation we had, we were talking about my relationship. I'm dating a girl named Allie, and we've been dating since that time, so over 3 years now. And at the time we recorded the conversation, there was a lot of, like, upset and upheaval, and we were fighting, like, a lot in our relationship. And just by having this conversation, I got so much perspective on things that I was doing, things about my own behavior that was basically putting out a request to her to treat me like a kid, you know, to have to manage me, to appear as someone who was mean. And the conversation really, like, opened my eyes to the possibility that I was really in control of where my relationship was going, and that having the relationship that I wanted, ultimately, the responsibility fell upon me. And it really was just a pretty incredible conversation, just to see that I really had the means to create the magical relationship that I wanted.
How are you guys doing these days?
We're doing beautifully. I mean, I wish I could see, like, a graph of, you know, how often we argue now compared to how often we used to argue, and how much sweetness there is now, how much actual, like, enjoyment of each other we share, because it's increased so much since that time.
I have a question for you. You said something that really intrigued me, and I saw Shai's face light up when you said it, too. You said that you started to see the ways you requested that she have to manage you like a kid, and how she was then set up to look like the mean one. And I have to assume that there are a number of people listening today that have relationships that have that aspect in it, where one of the partners feels like they're having to always manage the other. Can you describe or perhaps illuminate how you made those requests so that people who aren't aware can take a look and they have options that they didn't have before?
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the biggest and most dramatic ways that I requested that kind of attention from her was I would get drunk and act just foolish. you know, create problems. And basically, just act irresponsibly and without much care. And that was a surefire way to create some really, really big ripples in our relationship, you know.
Got your attention, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
And then if she said, well, I don't like this, Shay, it was a little bit like, well, that's your problem, not mine.
Right. Yep. Yep. Yeah, and I just, like, it was actually over a year ago. Something happened, and I was just like, I reached a certain point, and I was just done with it, you know?
When you say done with it, what do you mean?
I mean, I was done drinking. For me, I saw that that was a surefire source of drama in my life, and it was, I mean, it's weird to say this, but it really took no effort to stop.
Of course it was, not. It was, the idea of stopping is much more difficult than the reality.
Right. Right.
You know, you can think about alcohol, your alcohol consumption, almost like an allergy. I look at Shia, he's allergic to all milk products with the exception of butter. So it's just really important for him that he doesn't have those, because the side effects just aren't worth the consumption.
That's exactly how it feels to me, you know?
So, well, you know, our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. And you were raised in a family where you learned how to relate and how relationship works.
Mm-hmm.
You modeled yourself after your father and mother.
Right.
And their relationship was based in your mother apparently being the villain and your father apparently being her victim.
Right.
So you created your relationship with Allie the same way your father's relationship was with your mother.
Yes, absolutely.
And it wasn't satisfying.
No.
But you see, you can't blame your father or mother.
They absorbed the reality from their parents and their parents' parents.
So
absolutely.
Your father went looking for a woman who would apparently dominate him and boss him around.
Yeah.
And
Allie
fit the bill.
Yeah, it's really cool to see that, because I mean I can picture my grandparents and I can see the same dynamic in their relationship.
Exactly.
Like,
it was passed down generation through generation over the eons of time. And you see, a lot of us think we're independent, when in fact, in reality, we're acting out a script that was written hundreds, if not thousands, of years before.
And interestingly enough, for all you listening,
I was going to say what it takes to complete that cycle is awareness. Becoming aware of it, suddenly you have the reins are now in your hand to drive your life in the direction you want, rather than having to follow the prescript of this passed-on way of being.
Actually, how you finished that, child, was really, I was in a similar framework, just a different set of words. I can really see how, I can hear it, Shay, that how you and Allie relate now is through awareness. It's not, I'm not going to be like my parents who did it this way, therefore I'll do it that way.
Right.
It really is that you've looked and seen, and now you have additional options as opposed to doing it that way or resisting doing that way.
And our definition of awareness is a non-judgmental seeing. So if you see something that, and you don't judge it as good or bad or right or wrong, but just notice the way, the mechanics mechanics of the way your life unfolds, then you have power in your life not to continue that behavior should you so choose. But it's got to do with a non-judgmental seeing, because if you see something about yourself, consider it bad or wrong, you'll keep it in place. That's the first principle of instantaneous transformation. Anything you resist persists and grows stronger. Now,
go ahead.
The second idea or principle of instantaneous transformation is you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. So in this moment of now, you could only be on the phone with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the third principle is anything you see non-judgmentally, bring awareness to, anything you allow to be the way it is will complete itself in the seeing of it, not doing anything about it.
Shay, I have something. We want to talk a little more with you about this and more about where are you now.
Sure.
But we have to go to a break here shortly. Are you available to come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
Most excellent. We'll be back with Shay. We'll be back with all of you. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within, and you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door, with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy, is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shaya Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. 866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And we are speaking with our friend Shay. But before we go back and talk with him a little bit further, just want to let everybody know that next Monday, the 11th, we are doing a special event for Valentine's Week on the theme of our book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, in New York City at Monday Night Alive. And also for those of you in Europe, the international call is on Tuesday the 12th. And so join us for a special Valentine's event. Still with us, Shay?
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to go back and encourage people, if you have not yet gotten our book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, do so. And if you've gotten the book and you haven't yet gone through and taken a look to see the videos, because you don't have to, we have links to the videos in the book. The book is perfectly standalone without it, but go and look at Shay. There was something really remarkable during the filming of your segment or your mini session, Shay, that has me not at all surprised about what's happening in your life now. And that goes back to what Shai was talking about just before the break. He was talking about awareness, this non-judgmental seeing of what is. And what was really interesting, and you probably should go back and watch the video too, see how much you've grown, is how you dealt with the whole looking at how you'd been relating, how your family related, how it was you were with Allie, with a sense of humor and with awareness. Like, you never got serious about yourself, with the exception of trying to tell us what kind of relationship you were hoping to build in the future.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's cool because I see that same kind of that same willingness to hear, I guess, feedback about myself. It really comes in handy in all sorts of ways in my life. Like, I just had a performance review at work, and overall it was a very positive review, and there were also some little critiques they had and tips and stuff about how I could be a better supervisor. And it was cool because I just saw myself hearing this feedback, and just like, I could feel a very slight part of myself wanting to push it away, but I just let it in. And it was like, yeah, this is something I can like use that will absolutely increase the well-being in my life and the well-being of the people around me, you know?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the subtitle to our book is A Transformational Approach to Dating, Relating, and Marriage. And transformation is universal, and relating is universal. So here you are talking about the skill set of listening and how it works at work as well. And for getting feedback.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the same thing if Allie brings up something that you may have some concerns that you may call critiques, and your ability to be able to hear it and go, yeah, rather than just reject it out of hand.
Right. Absolutely.
Which led to the arguments you used to have.
Yeah.
Because when somebody doesn't feel heard, they keep pushing to get you to hear what they have to say from their point of view.
Yeah,
you guys have discovered how to listen to one another is a true gift.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the overall like feeling I get in my life is so much less. I feel so much less pressure, you know, like, and I'm getting so much done in my life. It's just amazing that, like, there's, like, an ease to it now.
Well, you know what else is neat? There are a lot of people who come to us, Shay, it's usually women, but in your case, obviously you're a man, who say, gosh, I'm really interested in this transformation stuff, but my spouse or my boyfriend or girlfriend isn't. What can I do to get them interested. And it's look at yourself. Because you looked at yourself, you looked at how you were relating, it was not that she, I mean, initially you thought she was the problem, but you were willing to step up and take a look and see. And
you're take a part in the matter.
And take responsibility. And by the time you're listening to this on February 6th, because we're pre-recording this, she will have joined you in Costa Rica this year. And that's a really big commitment of her joining you, not only in something that's your passion, but she's made it her passion now, too. That really comes out of you listening to her.
Yeah, that's totally true. That's so cool.
Because if I were fighting with you and you weren't listening to me, I would look to see what you wanted.
So she could deny it to you.
That's how people fight.
Yeah.
It's like that's how they have leverage. That's how they apparently have power. And I love that you two are empowering each other so that you're getting good reviews at work. And I'm assuming she's expanding as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Her own career is really going cool places. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Shay, thank you so much for calling in today.
Yeah, it was really nice to talk to you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
And I really feel like you gave the listeners some really great keys should they be willing to listen so that they can have a match made in heaven of their own.
Oh, that's cool. That's excellent.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, you guys too.
Okay.
Bye.
By the way, as you know, this is called Where Are They Now? Part 3. If you want to listen to Part 1 and Part 2 of Where Are They Now, they were done a little bit earlier in 2012. On October 17th, we did Part 1. And on November 14th, we did Part 2, November 14th, 2012. So if you want to listen to the part one and two, you can go back in our archives and you can find them.
We have two more guests, Mena and Autor.
They're a lovely couple. We featured them a bit later in the book in chapter 23, and the chapter is called They Are Not the Problem. It's on page 189. And we are thrilled to have Men and Archer with us. You there, guys?
Hello.
Hiya.
Where are you calling from?
Cambridge, England.
Excellent.
And how is everything in Cambridge, England?
It's very well and illuminated with the Christmas lights, so it looks fantastic.
Excellent. Very excellent. So, why don't you tell people a little bit of your journey, maybe even start with how you found us? And
I like that.
Yeah. Which one of you wants to go first?
Okay, so we found you about 7 years ago. We've been married for about 7 years. And we hit some big difficulties, and we were on the brink of getting a divorce. And my mom found your book, and she said, this is the best self-help book I've ever read.
Which book did she find, Mena? Working on Yourself Doesn't Work?
Yes, and then the second one as well, How to Have a Magical Relationship.
Okay.
So I read them both, and then we came to a weekend in Hamburg and literally transformed our lives in one day. It was quite astonishing. We couldn't imagine that it could have been possible. We thought maybe we'd get a bit of help or something, but just from Friday night, the next day on Saturday, we signed up to come to Costa Rica, and we fell in love again. It was just incredible.
That's great. You know, because I think lots of times people, when they get to that place, or even before they get to that place, they think that
too much has gone by already. Why bother? It's not worth it. We can never recapture that spark of love that we once had.
And also, like you said, you thought you might get a bit of help. People think it's going to be incremental, which is, by the way, change, not transformation. Change, you have a little incremental improvement in certain areas. But as you heard with Shay, when your life transforms, it transforms in all areas at once.
Mm.
So when I believe we did this video with you also in Costa Rica 2 years ago, and it was prior to you having your son, Oscar. And one of the things that you were describing in our little session together is that when you found yourself upset, you initially looked at each other as if they were the problem.
The other person was the reason why.
Yes, yeah, it was a common theme between us. We always blamed the other person for how we were feeling, and therefore would create fights and arguments and not lose our center in general. And that would happen quite often. But since attending your workshops and being around you guys, we've found it so much easier nowadays to find our center and to listen to one another.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes. I have a question about that for you guys. I don't know if you guys are doing this or not, but I know, like, if I feel grumbly inside or if Shia feels disgruntled inside for some reason, it's one of the things that we've learned to do or came up with is to look at the other person and describe the upset as opposed to talk through it, where it's, you know, I'm feeling
blue,
or I'm feeling uncomfortable, or I feel
like I'm being picked on,
or I feel like you're not listening to me. But it's not through the upset of, you know, you're not listening to me. It's very different than, wow, I'm having this reality that I'm not being heard.
Yeah, definitely. That's really something we've learned with being around you guys. And one thing that happens to us now and then is that we'll hang around with certain people, like family members, and absorb some of their way of being, and we'll notice it, and we'll say, oh, I'm feeling like picking on you, or I'm feeling depressed or
upset,
and then we just talk about it for a few minutes, and then it just slips and goes.
Excellent. Let's talk about that in terms of the three principles, because I don't think that,
that's not normal for most people.
Most people, if they feel like picking on them, they either do it, or they feel bad about that impulse and they hide it. And if we talk about...
Or they're not willing to give it up when talked about.
Right. So the first principle, anything you resist...
persist.
Grow stronger, and also anything you're right about. Like, well, I have the right to be upset with
That's
you.
That's right.
Persist, grow stronger, it dominates your life. And the second thing is you can only feel like picking on each other if that's your reality in that moment. And then the third principle or idea is anything you allow to be...
exactly as it is.
Without judging it.
Completes itself.
So as you say, wow, Arthur, or... gee, Mena, I feel like picking on you, and here's the kind of thoughts I'm having, and you're describing it, you're actually seeing it without judging it, you're letting it be the way it is, and it lets go of you.
And it completes itself.
Mm. It's pretty amazing and revolutionary from how we used to be. And it's just that it brings us closer together rather than pushes us further apart.
Yes.
Really, yeah.
Definitely. It pulls you close together rather than pushes you apart. It's like a magnet. If you turn the poles one way, it comes together. And the other way, they repel. Exactly. So when you actually listen to one another, you get closer together. And when you disagree, and that doesn't mean you need to agree about everything, but if you hear another person's point of view, you can understand their point of view, and that gives you the space to have them be okay being them. And speaking of that, we need to go to a break.
You guys available for after the break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's lovely having you with us. We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. Another thing to let you know, New York City, our next course, March 9th through 11th, it's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, is called Say Yes to Your Life. Really excited about that. We'll actually be doing that in Cambridge, in Mena and Archer's hometown in the summer. The next European course, however, are in April. On the 4th is the Freedom to Breathe, and the 5th through the 7th is Creativity and Intuition. And if I'm not mistaken, that was the theme that you guys first came to when you recovered your marriage.
Yes, it was.
That was our first course. Very exciting.
And we couldn't remember anything that happened in it, but our relationship just completely transformed. We didn't know what happened, but...
I love that. That's exactly what transformation's about, you know, where you don't remember what happened, but everything transforms. where it's not about doing it the right way, you know, because we don't give people tips as to how they ought to live their lives. We allow them to discover how they're living their lives without judging themselves for how they live their lives and what they discover. And that's enough to have years and years and lifetimes of upset and complaint dissolve.
Well, you could actually hear it with Shay. It didn't sound like he decided to stop drinking. He just realized that he was done with it. And then his actions followed suit. There's something really wonderful about transformation where you can see how you've been operating without judging what you see, and it allows you to have options that weren't available to you before. Because in general, we're locked in ways of relating to our lives that we absorbed or we concocted before we were fully cooked, and then you get stuck there. We were
on the break. Ariel happened to ask Mena how her grandfather's doing, because he's getting close to departing this plane.
Earth, yes. And she said he's not well, but thank you. And Shai started talking to her. We figured, well, we may as well include you all in the conversation.
And I said that you could celebrate his life rather than than mourn his passing.
Mm-hmm. I felt that very, very strongly, and it's wonderful to have transformation in our lives at this time, because it feels very sweet to be with him. And even though he is kind of coming in and out in terms of how he feels about this, we feel close to him, and we feel really, it feels lovely in a way.
Yes.
Yeah, we feel loved, and I think he does feel loved by us. In fact, he did tell us that he really appreciated how much we were doing for him, because we've been cooking for him, taking care of little things that he can no longer do. And he felt really loved, and we've been taking Oscar for him to see, our little son, and he was just, you know, I think he really had a good life, and he still has a smile.
Yeah.
That's nice.
How old is Oscar now?
He's just turned one.
So I have a question for you in regards to Oscar, because another thing that we talked about in the book, we touched on child rearing, and we used that you were expecting Oscar as the launch point into that subject. One of the things that we've noticed is that parents often say, oh, can you do something about my kids? And we frequently say, yes, look at yourself.
Because we've noticed that when the parents are not in relationship, I mean, they may be in a relationship, but when they're not relating well with each other, the children very often act out that disruption in the relationship, in the familiar relationship, so that they take the heat for that being problems, but in effect, they're doing their best to save their parents.
And we actually really saw that in Costa Rica last year. You brought Oscar, and he was just a few months old, and he sat in the courses with you, and he went up with you, and we went up to the Cascades, and we did the canopy tour where you got, not that he went on the canopy tour, but where we go on basically a zip line from tree to tree, and we rode horses, and the day we were getting ready to go, everybody was really nervous, those people who didn't ride horses well or people who thought they were afraid of heights or just didn't know what was coming, got nervous, and Oscar started to cry for the first time that whole week. And we told people to calm down because they were disturbing the child. I'm wondering if you have noticed his responsiveness to either tensions between you or tensions in your environment.
Absolutely, yes. If we are slightly off center, we feel like he wants to be picked up a lot more often. He starts to grumble, to cry, or he wouldn't take his food. So, yeah, if and then when we are in harmony and in balance with each other, he really behaves well. It's just amazing to see that. And it's kind of we monitor our relationship sometimes via him. We just look at him and see, how is he doing? And then we look at each other.
So you can tell how you are doing by how he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's really cool because it happens really, really quickly.
And he
doesn't have the mindset, he doesn't have a mind yet to hold a grudge. So when you're back on center, he's immediately back.
Yeah. Yeah, and because we know this from working with you guys, we notice really quickly, and then we can bring it back, and then he's totally over it, and it just lasts a matter of minutes, which is
That's
a gift.
That's great.
Because he's so good.
He's a very good boy, and we ever so grateful to kind of have found you guys because it's just made our lives and raising Oscar such a wonderful thing to do. You know, it has been hard, but easy at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of...
Yeah. Children, the raising of an infant is not an easy matter. It's very energy consumptive and time consumptive and no sleep. And
we know that he happened to be a real colicky baby, so you had a lot of late night screaming nights that had nothing to do with the state of the two of you. Although I'm sure being centered made it a whole lot easier to deal with his being so uncomfortable and you're not being able to do anything to abate it.
Yeah, it transformed that year. The first year was really challenging in terms of no sleep and all kinds of things. But we just kept coming back to each other. It was really... Well, we never would have had him without you guys. That's just the reality of it. So.
Yes, you'd probably be living very separate lives.
Yes, exactly.
Do you have anything to say as words of advice? Not that we generally give advice. But is there anything you'd like to say to somebody who's out there who's not finding their relationship in really good shape right now?
Like you guys say, every course, the beginning of every radio show, it comes back to listening. I really feel like when I listen to Ximena and when I listen to people in general, my life gets easier and there is an ease about things that just comes with listening. It brings you back to the center of things. I will really suggest listening. The main thing that I would suggest.
Me too. And it transforms in an instant when you listen to each other. You can be apart, and then you listen, and you're together again. Beautiful.
Yeah, but you got to be willing to give up your grudge.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be willing to give up blaming the other person for how you feel.
Because
if you're not willing to give that up, then you'll get to be right that they caused your discomfort, and you'll have a normal relationship, a normal, unhealthy relationship.
The other thing is, we're habituated to certain ways of relating, and so a lot of people listening to the show today are habituated to blaming somebody, even themselves, to blame rather than to notice. And it was interesting walking through the ShopRite parking lot today.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a rather...
That's a big grocery store.
That's our big grocery store here. It's kind of like Waitrose where you are. And he was an elderly man, but he was walking to his car, and he was all bent over himself. And I took a look at him, and I straightened myself up.
I think I saw the same man you did.
Yeah. And it reminded me that I don't have to drag myself through life.
Right, but you know, I turn.
By the time you're hearing this show,
2 days ago,
on February 4th, Shai will have turned 72.
That's right.
And we're actually recording this show on my mom's 87th birthday.
Right, and I do not feel 72 years. I feel me. I feel alive, and I walk with a bounce, not because I'm trying to, but it's because that's the way I walk, with a bounce in my step. It's like I'm not avoiding my aging process. I'm just being with what's going on. Now, I don't have much in the way of complaints happening in my head. I'm not looking forward to death to save me from the misery of my life, because I don't have a miserable life. A lot of people, once they reach a certain age, are wishing for it all to end already. Like your grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been wishing for it to end for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean he doesn't love you, grandmother.
And it doesn't mean he doesn't love you, but sometimes life just gets so pained, it just seems like you want release.
That's
and
right.
Most people don't know that this moment is the release.
Right.
See, this you don't have to go anywhere
really
for it.
Is all there is. And if you're here for it, life is a grand adventure. But if you're thinking that someday something's going to save you, then life becomes an ongoing misery, basically, you know, where you're always thinking something else, an ongoing disappointment, because you're always thinking something else is going to save you from what is, rather than being a yes to how your life is showing up.
I have a quick question for you, Mena.
Yeah.
Is... your book that's coming out in April, is this your fourth book?
No, my third book.
Third book. Oh, you must be in the midst of your fourth. Is it, tell people the title of it.
It's called The House at the End of Hope Street.
So you can look that up on Amazon as well, because it'll probably be in there for pre-orders. I have read an early version of it before it had all of its edits and rewrites, and it was brilliant, wicked brilliant, way back then. And so I'm highly recommending it. I'm recommending it right now, House at the End of Hope Street. And it's sexy, too. Sexy's good. Sexy.
Thank you.
Sexy in a relationship is good. And so if you can find books that spur the sexy in you,
those are good
say
books.
Go for it.
Juicy Life. The Life Worth Living.
Yes.
Right. Go for the juice.
Excellent. Most excellent. We just have a couple minutes left. Is there anything you want to leave people with?
I want to say, if you want to do it, you can do it, because if we can do it, you can do it, as in having a match made in heaven.
I love that. And I'd like to leave people with, where it starts is being kind to yourself. Wherever you are in your ability to relate, being kind to yourself about what you see is the access way to having a match made in heaven, because a match made in heaven starts with you.
And having fun is really a good way to start. Having fun is the access way to enlightenment.
And we've been having fun with you today, so thank you so much.
And thank you all for calling in, and thank you all for listening. And we've got to go now.
But we'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.